It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Friday to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Friday. I hope you're ready for the weekend. And if you're not, I will do my best to get you all set and ready. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to super producer and host Ryan Hickey in New York City. We've had a busy show. It gets started every weekday. That means Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Cooper Kupp decided to sign a new contract with the Seattle Seahawks. Sam Darnold spoke to the media in Seattle before Cooper Kupp signed his deal. DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons are beefing. Bradley Beal says, yeah, I'll leave Phoenix in the summertime. We just talked about Rory McIlroy. Yeah, we talked about golf. He snatched the phone of a fan. We talked about the March Madness tournament. Hopefully it will have and include Cooper Flagg, who is not playing tonight as Duke takes on North Carolina. Right now, the Duke Blue Devils leading the Tar Heels 70-59. About 5 minutes to go left in the game. Yeah, Duke can beat up on anybody with no Cooper Flagg. I don't know about winning no title, though. And so thank you so much to our guest who joined us, Jim Root from The Athletic, who joined us. And then, of course, it's Friday. It's St. Paddy's Day weekend. Please don't get drunk. And do what you want, but be responsible, okay? There's some JR wisdom for you. Had the Friday funny. You can call up. You got a joke. You got something funny to say. Is it appropriate for the country? Is it appropriate for North America? You can call 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You could find me online. I am at JR Sport Brief. At JR Sport Brief on Instagram, at JR Sport Brief on Twitter. If you're driving in your car, don't look it up. Don't do any of that stuff. That's dangerous, okay? A matter of fact, before we get back to the phone lines, let's talk about a few things that we've gone through today. Like this man. Who the hell is this man? Cooper Kupp. So many Coopers. Cooper Kupp deciding to go home. He is signing a 3-year contract, $45 million with the Seattle Seahawks. This is the NFL Network breaking the news.
Cooper Kupp has a new home, and he is staying in the NFC West. Kupp agreeing to terms with the Seattle Seahawks on a 3-year, $45 million deal. Ian, there were a lot of rumors and reports about different teams being involved, but it always sounded like Seattle wanted to bring Kupp home. He's from Yakima, Washington, went to Eastern Washington. Now he is headed back to Seattle.
Yeah, Seattle, by the way, they're going to do nothing. Like, they swapped out Geno Smith for Sam Darnold, and they got rid of DK Metcalf for Cooper Kupp. Now, tell me that is not just kind of walking the same line at the same pace or just going backwards. This is what they did. And so before Cooper Kupp signed his deal, Sam Darnold spoke to the media today. And I don't know how good things are. Sam Darnold said he improved by sitting behind Brock Purdy. Welcome to your new starting quarterback.
I really, you know, thank Brock a ton, Brock Purdy, for, you know, just his style of playing and how he kind of described his style. Is like, we got a ton of great playmakers on offense. Like, my job is just to play point guard and get the ball in their hands and let them go do great things with the rock. And when I started to change my thought process as a quarterback to kind of just getting the ball in my guys' hands, then that really, that's kind of where it unlocked for me a little bit.
Okay. All right. Yep. Sam Darnold became a better quarterback by sitting behind Brock Purdy, learning that I need to just not do too much. Okay, fine. Good luck to everybody out in Seattle. Hey, we talked about Aaron Rodgers. You know, Sam Darnold, he made his way out to the Pacific Northwest. And so what does this mean for the Minnesota Vikings? Diana Rossini, she spoke to 93.7 The Fan, and she said that the Vikings and Aaron Rodgers, they might get together. Listen to this.
The Vikings haven't come to a decision themselves as an organization if that's the path they want to go down, knowing that they've got a lot of hoops to jump through here in order for this to go well.
What direction do you think they're leaning in?
I think they're leaning towards doing it. at this point. I just know that there are some people there that may not be fully on board. And it's just really to come down to the power of those people. All right. At the end of the day in Minnesota, it's all about Kevin O'Connell. Whatever Kevin O'Connell wants is what's going to probably happen.
Damn. Jonathan Jones from CBS Sports HQ, he doubled down on that. He said if Minnesota wanted him, Minnesota would get him.
Folks I talked to believe if the Vikings wanted Rodgers, he would already be a Minnesota Viking. They clearly have, of the three teams, the best roster. He would have a solid opportunity to start. It would probably be a short-term proposition with J.J. McCarthy still on the mend, but being their quarterback of the future. It would also, of course, complete the Brett Favre loop that is incredible for all of the narratives.
Yeah, just do it. At this point, just do it. Go to Minnesota, get it over with, and let's keep it moving. And he would be on the best team. Just go to Minnesota. Forget Brett Favre. Just do it. Just like Nike says, just go do it. Meanwhile, we got another future Hall of Famer. This guy changed his mind in the course of a month. He decided that, hey, I don't want to be a part of the Browns because this team sucks. And then they showed him the money like it was Jerry Maguire. And then he changed his mind. And then he lied to the public today and said it wasn't about the money. This is Myles Garrett of the Cleveland Browns. He spoke to the media after accepting a contract extension that will pay him $40 million a year. And he says, yeah, I said the Browns suck. Yeah, I said I want to win a championship. But no, it's not about the money. Listen to this man tell a lie.
I think the fans will see that, you know, my heart's in the right place. It's never been about money. It's always been about winning. And that's where my frustration lies. And, you know, I don't regret it. I mean, I feel like I went out and earned it by, you know, playing best brand of ball that I know possible. And I plan to deliver week in and week out during the season.
It looks like the whole thing was a long game for you to get more money. So how do you tell fans, no, that's not it?
I don't tell fans anything. I go out there and prove it. If it's about the money, then I could just pack it in and not go out there and give my best, you know, effort. But I plan to be the best person possible in this locker room, be the best leader possible, dominating on Sundays, Mondays, and Thursdays. So that really shows you know what it's all about. That really proves it to the fans. No amount of words will.
No, we can't conflate the two. It's you're on the Browns. That's the point, man. It's not about how hard you play. It's that you stayed. Come on. Lying to people. Now, that's a joke, shoveling crap to the public. Oh, well, it's not about the money that I stayed with the person. Why'd you stay? You wanted to leave so bad? Come on, man. Good luck with your rookie quarterback. Or Russell Wilson. Good luck with him, too, if he signs there. Russell Wilson, what a sad story. Yeah, you mean a wealthy man. Oh, I got to fly to Cleveland for a job. I fly to New York. Nobody really wants me. Good luck. What a joke Myles Garrett is with those comments. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, we've had quite a few jokes. It is Friday. Kind of keep things light. People call up and say crazy things anyway, so we decided to kind of structure it in a way. And so we've had a bunch of jokes on. I haven't heard a funny joke yet. They've all been pretty bad, pretty sad, and pretty pathetic. Let's see if anybody can entertain us. I don't know. Maybe somebody will make a joke about North Carolina basketball. Reggie is calling from Baton Rouge, the Red Baton. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Reggie?
Oh, okay. This be Reggie. I got a little joke, this be a good one here, baby.
All right, just hit us with it. Give it to me. Go ahead.
All right. So the man got to go to the bathroom, and he pull down his drawers, and a whole bunch of fly be coming out of there. So he go
what?
He say, oh Lord, I done got me some flying crab. I need to go to the doctor. So he roll up into the doctor, and the doctor go, what up? And the man go, Doc, I be having flying crab. And the doc go, flying crab? He go, all right, I'm gonna examine it. Pull the ball out of your pants. And so the man dropped his pants and his drawers, and the doctor put the glove on. He said, I'm gonna examine you now. And he go down there, examine the man's genitals, and all of a sudden the fly come all over the room, and the doctor snatched one out the air, and he examined it. He looked at the man, and he tells the man, "What you got here don't be no flying crab." And he said, "In my progression of opinion, you got some
what
fruit? You got fruit fly." And the man goes,
"Okay.
How I get fruit fly?" And JL, he go to pump
hurry up,
fly.
Hurry up.
And so the doctor go, "You got fruit fly.
Hurry up.
Could your banana be dead?"
Oh, God, jeez. Thank you, Reggie, for calling.
You like that?
No. Thank you, Reggie, for calling from Baton Rouge. Oh, man. Oh, wow. Because your banana's dead? Okay. All right. Thank you, Reggie. Hickey, say something. Say something, Hickey.
I think Reggie's laugh cough was the highlight of that 3 minutes. Yeah,
it was. I hope he got some. He needs a Ricola or something like that.
You know, I'm glad Reggie can crack himself up. You know, if you can't laugh at your own jokes, who will?
You're right about that. 855-212-4227. Derek is here from Hawaii. It's sunny in Hawaii. Maybe this is a brighter joke. Derek, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
Hi. Hey, JR.
Yeah, what's up? What's going on?
How's it going? But my name is Jared, not Derek.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you, anyway, Jared or Derek. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Four friends in the bar having a few. You know, after a couple rounds, they decide to talk about something like, "Oh, what do you think is the fastest thing in the world?"
Usain Bolt.
The first guy said thinking.
Okay.
The second guy said blinking.
Right.
The third guy said turning on the light. And the last guy said diarrhea.
A diarrhea.
So the three guys looked at him and said, "Okay. How do you think diarrhea is the fastest thing in the world?"
Oh, my God.
And he said, "Well, last night my stomach was so sore, before I could think, blink, or turn on the light, I crapped my pants."
Okay, Jared. Thank you so much, Jared.
All right, thank you.
Thank you so much. Okay. Yeah, okay. All right. Hickey, you know, I'm glad I didn't have to pay a $5 cover and a 2-drink minimum, okay?
Well, the 2 drinks could have helped so far. I think we need that. Right. Probably need a 5-drink minimum for some of these.
You know what? I haven't been to a comedy show since before COVID.
Really?
Have you been to a comedy show recently?
Probably about a year ago was the last time.
Was it good?
Yeah.
You had fun?
I did.
They were funny?
They were funny.
Wow.
They were pretty funny.
And you had to buy 2 drinks.
2 drinks, but you got like 5 acts, which is pretty good.
Oh, my God. I used to hate that, Hickey. Because they water down those drinks at the place, man. They water them. They want you to drink so you laugh.
Right.
But then I also feel like they watered down the drinks, man. I'm like, I don't want this.
Which is why, honestly, I get beer.
Ah.
Can't water down beer.
You're right, you're right, you're right. You're right, good idea.
They also do take a while, but that's a
what's
story.
Everybody got to buy a drink, 2 drinks come out, and then you got to tip the person. And if the jokes suck, I don't know. I'd rather do this and hope that hope somebody's funny. Yeah, hope so, right. I ain't going to no comedy show tonight. That ain't happening. 855-212-4227. Mike is here from Pittsburgh. What's up, Mike?
Hey, how you doing, JR?
Good.
Hey, a man is in the restaurant. He calls over the waiter and says, "Hey, this coffee tastes like dirt." The waiter says, "Well, yes, sir. It's fresh ground."
What? I mean, coffee is dirt, right? It's brown. Well, what am I missing here? It's from the cocoa bean from the ground.
Hickey was dying in the pre interview.
I don't know. Maybe your phone quality is not good. Hickey, do you know? Hickey, you know what just happened?
Yeah, you know, like coffee grounds is like, you know, this tastes like dirt. Yeah, it's fresh ground, like, you know, fresh dirt.
Oh my God, Mike.
Oh, come on, JR.
No. Just you can laugh at it now, but that was not funny, Mike. Oh, my God. Fresh ground. Oh, my God.
You guys have a good one.
Thank you, Mike. I'm going to need a real drink. Oh, man.
You didn't like that one, huh?
No, I don't. No, Hickey, why doesn't the office vending machine have alcohol in it?
That's a great call. On a Friday?
No, you know what? I'm not going to say any names. I think we do have an office somewhere here in the country. They have beer in their kitchen.
Really?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think they do.
That promotes good office morale.
Right? They got a basketball court in the office.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, they got basketball court and bleachers. It's not here in Georgia. It's not in New York either. I know that much.
And this is a Odyssey company?
Yes. Yeah.
Basketball court, beer.
Shout outs to the sales team. Yeah.
For real. Wow.
They got a gym. They got massage chairs. Yeah.
What do we have to do to get transferred there? Could we just do our shows remotely from there? That sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, we could. Yeah, I've been there. It's nice. Wow. That's how I know. Yeah.
Shocked you left. I probably wouldn't have left, honestly. Get me in there. Not leaving.
Yeah, we can figure out a way to do a show out there from the basketball court.
We are here for no other reason than to drink some beer and play some hoops in the breaks.
Yeah, play basketball. That's it. I'd be better at layups than Angel Reese.
Oh.
Yeah, that's a joke now.
There we go.
Bad joke. Well, I mean, Lisa Leslie said she'd help her with her layups. I thought you learned layups when you're 3 years old, right? I don't know. How tall is Angel Reese? Is she 6'3"?
Very tall. 6'4"?
Why can't she do layups? Like,
I don't know.
That's embarrassing. Lisa Leslie tells that you know, hey, I don't know, man.
Stat padding, get those rebounds?
Angel Reese height. How tall is this lady? Is she 6'3"? Anyway, Dave is here from New York, 855-212-4227. What's up, Dave?
Yo, fellas. First of all, Yo Hickey, man, that dude with the flying crabs and the fruit flies, you can't let that guy come back on with jokes like that. Now, come on, man. I didn't know what to say with that. Yo.
Well, what
anyway,
do you
have? I'm going to leave you guys with this.
Yeah.
So this guy, this happy-go-lucky dude, was driving to the Jet game, and he decided to pull over and go to this Barney Stone. He have a couple, you know. And he comes back to his car and goes, oh, my God. Someone broke into my car and stole my radio, tore up the console. He said, oh, man. He said, well, at least, you know, I can get to the Jet game. So he wanted to check to see if his tickets were still there. He opens up his glove compartment. His tickets are still there, but there's two more tickets. He goes, oh, shoot. The guy stole my radio, but he left his tickets with his tickets.
Yeah, I've heard that variation of a joke like 50 million times, Dave. Come on now.
Well, how am I supposed to know that? But I'll leave you with this.
In the words
of Sam Mitchell, hold up, hold up, hold up. Free your mind and your behind will follow.
Well, thank you, Dave. I know Sam. Thank you. Appreciate you. All right. Thank you, Dave. How you come on talking about somebody else's joke and then your joke sucks? Right? Like you can't.
You suck.
Like you can't do that. Like the first thing you do is tell somebody you talk. Hey, your joke sucked, and then you give another one. I've heard that one. Oh, somebody, I could give that to every team. Oh, somebody broke into the car and they found the tickets and they left them. Like, okay, whatever. Heard that once. You heard it once. You heard it twice. You heard it three times. Anyway, 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hey, y'all can call with more jokes if you feel like it. We're going to take a break. Of course, at the end of the show, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And a matter of fact, when we come back on the other side of the break, there's so much talk, and there will be so much talk, justifiably so, about college basketball all next week. Selection Sunday is, well, it's 2 days away. The Major League Baseball season starts next week in Japan. I can't believe it. I feel like we just saw the Dodgers win the World Series with that super team. And now that super team is going to take on the Cubs in Japan. Baseball is upon us. We'll talk about that on the other side. I'll get some more of your calls. It's just a Friday. We're having fun. Who wants to be miserable on a Friday? Nobody. You're locked into the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I feel like it was, I don't know, about 15 minutes ago or so. I was letting everybody know that Duke was getting ready to just get North Carolina to help one out of here. They were leading like 70-something to like 60. They had a good lead on them. And as of right now, the game is still going on. Duke leads North Carolina. Remember, Cooper Flagg is not playing. Duke leads 72-71. Duke is, they're just playing a free throw game right now. There's 3 seconds left in the game. But Duke has sucked. Like, they haven't scored in like 5 minutes, maybe like 1 point in 5 minutes. And then, Hickey, you told me that North Carolina is basically, they gave this game away. They could have won it. What's going on?
I've never seen an ending like this. So like you said, 72-71, UNC is down by one. They have the ball. They throw the ball down low, going up for a layup, gets fouled. On the free throw line, two free throws, chance to take the lead, 4 seconds left. First free throw for UNC, no good.
Okay, that's normal. You miss a free throw, you miss it. Fine,
right.
Okay.
Especially in college basketball, big man, right? Those things are anything but a given. Second free throw, again, down by one, 4 seconds to go here, make one out of two, tie game. Second free throw, good. Problem,
okay,
so though.
So he tied the game, right? He tied the game.
For a hot second.
Okay.
Problem is, on the free throw attempt, his own teammates committed a lane violation.
Oh, my God.
Wipes out the free throw, and now it's a turnover. Duke gets the ball. So they were just on the line, down by one, chance to take the lead, 4 seconds. They turn it over, get no points at the free throw line, give the ball back to Duke, who now just hit two free throws to go up by three with 3 seconds to go.
Damn.
I've never seen an ending like that.
It's 74-71 is 3 seconds. Well, now we can wait to see if North Carolina comes through with a miraculous shot, okay? It's 2.5 seconds left on the clock. We'll see if they adjust it a little bit. Duke is leading North Carolina 74-71. And so, Hickey, you think they knock down a three and everybody goes crazy?
No,
right? No.
I do not. Also, if you're Duke, to get, you know, real coachy here, you got to foul.
You have to. You think the players will do it?
I know it's risky because it's 2 seconds, basically catch and shoot.
Somebody goes to the line and gets fouled on a 3-point attempt. Watch.
And they'll probably.
Yeah, a lane violation.
On the third one, man. As they make the first two.
What does the guy at the free throw line tell his teammate after the game? Like, you don't believe in me? You don't think I'm going to make it? Like, you're so eager to jump? Like, you just say nothing to that guy.
I'm speechless. I'm sure he's got to be speechless as well. I mean, I'm honestly shocked he didn't throw him off. He moved so early. Like, as he's, like, still in his, like, in his free throw motion, like, it would have threw me off if I was on the free throw line. When I see all of a sudden this guy just, like, take a sudden movement.
And Hubert Davis didn't smack him in the back of the head?
Well, he's on the bench crying right
now.
Oh,
I see the kid. Oh, my God, he is crying. Oh, my God, he's crying. Oh, this is terrible.
Well, UNC, and this is truly their season. They definitely need this game, bare minimum, to probably make the tournament.
Yeah.
That's a tough, I mean.
Yeah.
If they.
Let's see what happens.
Not
Let's
to
see.
Laugh at his pain. That's a tough way to
We're
go.
We're not supposed to give play-by-play. We won't. We'll just tell you what happens at the end. All right, let's go. Come on. They got to call another timeout. Do they have one? Okay, the ball went up and nothing. The same score. Duke wins 74-71. The guy with the lane violation buries his head into his jersey. He is crying even more. His teammates are trying to help him up. He's really boo-hooing now. Lifts his head up to the sky as he cries some more. Duke is happy. North Carolina is sad. Where's Hubert Davis? He's the man here. Yeah, he's congratulating the Duke players. And Duke will probably continue on its way to a national championship, at least compete for one with Cooper Flagg. And North Carolina, they stink. Yeah. And the guy with the lane violation is crying. Get used to this. We got a lot more of this over the next, 3 weeks, a month?
Yeah. Including this weekend. You're right. There's going to be a lot of great moments.
Oh, boy.
A lot of tears as well.
Yeah, they just threw a towel over this guy's head. Yeah.
It's college sports. 18 and 22-year-olds, you know, just very emotional. A lot of pressure.
Can they smoke? They don't let them smoke, right? No.
Well, if you ask Rich Rod from the other day, I guess if they don't test, I guess, you know, there's no way of knowing.
Boy. No TikTok. No TikTok and smoke on your own time, I guess.
That's.
Oh, boy. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Who do we have here? We have Stu calling from Florida. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Stu?
I just wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers for a second, because even though I don't care for the guy, he's probably on the Mount Rushmore of most talented quarterbacks over the last 30 years with Mahomes, Elway, and Marino. But he just couldn't seem to learn from guys like Peyton Manning and Brady, where you have to be a better leader, and you might have to give up a few bucks to be able to surround yourself with a better team if you want to win Super Bowls.
Yeah, I don't think it's a money thing. You look at some of the talent. He had good wide receivers. I mean, from the Nelsons to the Jennings, he had some good guys working with him. I'm not going to put it on a money thing. Leadership, yeah. And here's the other element. A lot of guys, especially more recently, they talk about Aaron Rodgers. They don't got a bad word to say about him in the locker room. But it's really all the other quote-unquote stuff that becomes a distraction. And that's the part that's crazy. I don't think there's a financial thing about him.
Well, the guy just isn't very likable.
Yes.
You know, or at least outside of football itself. And I understand that people haven't complained about him recently, but I still don't think that he was as good a leader as he could have been for his entire career.
I think most people would agree with you. Well, and to a different degree, I think he spent a lot of time trying to find himself. How the hell are you going to lead other people when you don't know who the hell you are? Reasonable.
It's a problem. It's a problem. Hey, and he followed a great one. And I'm sure that a lot of it was that too. Following,
maybe,
you know,
Brett Favre, possibly.
Yeah.
I mean, all things considered, football talent and what his output was, you would think that he did an amazing job. But I think there's more of a personality thing. Hey, Stu, thank you for calling from Florida.
Have a good night.
You as well. 855-212-4227. Marcus is here from Houston. It's pretty funny. There's a guy named Marcus Houston who's a singer. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yes, sir. I got a joke for you.
Okay, give it to me.
What's a pirate's favorite letter?
Hey, hold on a second. Hold on. We've heard this one. Hickey. We've heard this one. It's not R.
Do you remember?
Do you remember what the answer is? Go ahead.
I didn't. Well, I heard the answer.
It's not R. Well, Marco Ballet. Marco, you've heard. Weren't you here when we heard this joke?
I was not. I would have gone with the R. So, no, I don't know what this is.
It's not R. It's something else. Oh, man. What is it?
Come on.
I don't remember, Hickey. I don't remember. Oh, my God. What's a pirate's favorite letter? It's not R. It's something else. Give me a hint. Come on, a hint.
Me? Oh. Yeah. I mean, it is a letter. It is a letter. Come on, think pirate. Come on.
A,
pirate.
B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R.
You want a hint? You already said it.
What?
You want a hint? You already said it.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J.
Oh, boy, you already said it.
A, I don't know, man.
You said it now twice. Come on, think about it. Think about what you're saying.
I'm about to put this. I don't know.
Think
it's
about
not
the letters
R.
that are coming out of your mouth. What do pirates like? What is surrounding a
booty,
pirate?
Booty? I don't know. Booty?
They love booty, but booty's not one letter, unfortunately. That's the correct answer. If booty was a letter.
I don't know. Pirates, A, B, C, D, E, F,
You're
G.
not thinking. You're saying letters without thinking about what you're saying.
I'm saying every letter. I know what they sound like.
You're saying them, but you're not thinking about what you're saying. Think about it.
I forgot the joke.
Oh.
I forgot. What's a pirate's favorite letter? I don't know. R. I don't know. Marco, you ready to find out what this is so we can feel dumb?
Yes, I am.
Marcus from Houston, what's the answer?
Yeah, you think it'd be R, but his first love always be the C.
Oh, yeah. the sea. Always
the
be
sea.
Sea. The sea.
He loves the sea.
He loves the sea. Okay.
R.
Yeah, R. Yeah, then R. C, then R. Okay. Thank you, Marcus.
I love you.
I love you too. Bye. Damn. Hickey, we got that joke. Somebody told that to us like a month ago.
We did. Also, I just love how you just gloss over the "I love you." That's hilarious. Love you.
He said he loves me. I told him I love him too.
I love.
What am I going to do? Say nothing?
I like that we're feeling the love on this Friday. No, it's good, but that's just very funny.
If that guy said I love you and I just said nothing, well, what am I? I'm a jerk now, right?
Big time jerk.
It's true.
Yeah, you got to say you love somebody back if they love you, right? Do you have to? Is it are you obligated?
Well,
you have
you don't
to.
Feel, I mean, if a girl says she loves you and you don't feel the same way back, you can't just say it. And you're, then you're in big trouble.
Well, that's different. That's a real relationship.
I was going to say that's different because you have to actually see them again.
Right.
He doesn't have to talk to Marcus ever again.
Well, Marcus can call back with another joke.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's honestly, joke, so, but I'd rather somebody in the street tell me they love me than you know, somebody that's in your life that you don't. Let's be fair, right?
It's a lot easier to ignore a stranger.
No, it's much easier to be like, yeah, you too, man. Love you too. I don't care. Who cares?
Oh, my God.
Come on. No strings? No repercussions?
Oh, my goodness.
No responsibilities?
Oh, man. Oh.
You disagree?
Hey, I'm not the only one thinking it. I'm just the only one that said it.
Don't tell. I hope nobody tells me that they love me if I don't love them back. That's what I just heard.
If I don't have to see them again, basically, yeah.
Yeah. 855-212-4227. Eric is here from California. Eric, you got the last joke of the night. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, RJ? I love your show, man.
Thank you.
But I've called a few times. You guys have referred to me as a resident therapist. Okay. But anyways, right. I think we all need to have a session on what love is, too. That can be very subjective. So
like,
the joke,
like Bill Belichick's girlfriend loves him, right?
Oh my gosh, dude! I mean, honestly, okay. So I'll just give you like a little insight. Like, I have a client that is 66 years old, and he's dating a 28-year-old, and he's been coming to me probably for 2 years, and literally they're talking about the same issues. You just can't do it, man. That's just way too big of a span age-wise.
Okay. Well,
nothing in common, man.
I'll keep that in mind for myself in a few years. What else you got?
Yeah. Anyway, so the joke is this. Athletes have athlete's foot. Do you know what astronauts have?
No.
Mistletoes.
Okay. All right.
That's my dad joke.
All right. Well, thank you, Eric. Appreciate you, man. Thank you so much. Yep. I need a drink. All right. Take it easy.
Have a good one.
You too. Okay. All right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then I cannot believe we are on the verge of another Major League Baseball season. The regular season starts next week in Japan.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, it's St. Patrick's Day weekend. Please be safe. Please just don't do nothing crazy. Please drink responsibly. It sounds like a commercial. Anyway, hey, we just heard this from Marco Belletti. We know LeBron James has the groin issue. He's out on vacation. I call it vacation. We don't know when he's coming back. But then even past that, Luka Doncic is dealing with another calf issue. Like, you can't make this up. Luka was asked last night if he feels like he's back to 100%. Obviously not. He's not playing the Nuggets today.
Obviously not there yet, but I think today a little bit more. Like I say, every day a little bit more, but still not there. Gotta get some things off my body, get him to feel better, and be ready.
Oh, it's just English still second language, or third or fourth. Gotta get some things off my body. Anyway, I need you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Well, Luke is not playing today. Hopefully that calf, he gets it together. Anyway, it's time for a few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. But some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything. And it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
Today is March 14th. The year is 2025. And if we go back to 1960, Wilt Chamberlain, he set a rookie playoff scoring record by scoring 53 points and a 132-112 win over the Syracuse Nationals. You know, it was 1960. We don't have audio for that. I wonder why. Hey, how about this? March 14th, 1996. This exists. Princeton beat UCLA. UCLA won the championship the year before. They beat them 43-41. They were the 13th seed. This is one of the biggest upsets in March Madness NCAA history. I want you to listen to this sound. I want you to listen to this audio from 1996, courtesy of CBS.
You know they're going to try to run a backdoor play if they can get it.
Under 10. Backdoor.
Yes! He got it! He got it!
3-point battle! 2.2 seconds remaining. 43-41. UCLA down. Cameron Dollar inbounding the basketball.
Well, that's where the timeout was called, but they got to watch the lob.
Here's Bailey. He'll get it off.
Oh,
they beat him! The Princeton Tigers have pulled the upset. They beat the defending national champions 43-41.
Man, what a surprise, right? Damn. 1996. Well, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. I say over the next couple of weeks, you get used to a lot of NCAA tournament stuff. The tournament is coming up. This is that time of year. Anyway, speaking of things that are coming up tomorrow, over the weekend, we got NASCAR. Yeah, this NASCAR race preview is sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. They're just as driven as the hardworking pros that they serve. NASCAR heads west to Las Vegas Speedway this weekend for the Pennzoil 400. Christopher Bell, he's been on a hot streak. This man has won the last three races. He looks to become the first racer since 2007 to win four races in a row. There's so much going on. This is a beautiful time of the year. Spring and got basketball and college ball and I guess spring football maybe. We don't know about that spring football league that nobody cares about, except for unless you're in Birmingham. But there's a lot going on. Even baseball starts next week. In Japan, on Tuesday and Wednesday, just the Dodgers and the Cubs. They play two games that count for the regular season in Japan. And then they come back and play more spring training games. So technically the season starts, air quotes, starts on Tuesday. It should be fun, right? Gotta love it. Dave Roberts, whose team just won the World Series, yesterday he talked about what we can expect from the Dodgers, them to beat up on everybody.
I expect us to play good baseball. I expect us to pitch well. I expect us to play good defense and take good at-bats. And it's just good to be here and playing in the Tokyo Dome. It's going to be fun to play against a couple Japanese teams. But at the end of the day, we're trying to come here and win a couple baseball games.
Yeah, great, great, great. Well, how do the Cubs feel about this? Craig Counsell, he's excited about being in Japan. He loves Tokyo.
Well, we've been here 36 hours maybe. And already, I think the trip for us is what we thought it would be. An amazing cultural experience. An amazing team bonding experience, and getting to come to Tokyo Dome today, the start of an amazing baseball experience.
Man, that game is 6 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. I am not watching that game. Hickey, you going to watch that game?
No way, Jose. I'll watch the highlights.
Oh, man. Maybe I get up on Tuesday and Wednesday and have me some sake. Yeah, why not?
Start strong. Sheesh.
Yeah, why not? You know what? I'm going to have me a Guinness on Monday. It's St. Patrick's. It's Monday, right? St. Patrick's Day.
That's right.
Everybody's going to be drinking all weekend. I'm going to have me a Guinness on Monday for St. Patrick's Day. And on Tuesday and Wednesday, I'm going to have me sake. I'm going to wake up to watch the baseball and have sake. I will.
You know what? Wow, from now to then, talk about a hell of a week. It's quite the bender going to be on.
Yeah, I'm going to have a green beer tomorrow. I don't know. A matcha beer. I'm going to have two matcha beers.
Sounds week. Lame.
Excuse me, what'd you say?
A matcha beer? That sounds lame. Come on.
Hickey, no, I had a matcha. Have you ever had one?
I didn't even know that existed.
There's a guy I know here in Atlanta makes a matcha beer. It's like as strong as a double IPA. You better be careful what you say here.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's matcha tea brewed into a beer?
Hickey, it's green. If you tasted it, you wouldn't know anything. You wouldn't know it was green. You would know nothing.
Interesting.
I could give it to you with a, you know, eyes, what is it called? Eyes closed test or something. You'd be
blindfolded?
Yeah, be like, this is an IPA. Yeah.
Wow.
You don't taste matcha nothing.
But it knocks you out, huh?
Oh, it's like a 9 to 11. Yeah.
Jeez.
It's
no joke.
Yeah, sign me up. I'm here for it. Here for it all. Anyway, we've had a great show. Thank you to everybody who called up with their crazy jokes, their good jokes, their bad jokes. Thank you also to our guest who came through early on in the show. Much love to Jim Root for joining us from The Athletic, and thank you to you. If you missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind, start from the beginning. You can do it all on the free Odyssey app. The JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network is done. I'll be back Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Hickey, where can they find you?
Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Infinity Sports Network.
Bart Winkler is coming up next. Please be safe and drive responsibly.